Darcy, I believe you had a hand in designing this. Can you tell us about this fabulous jumper?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to be able to play a part in designing the jumper. Obviously, just wanted to highlight the rainbow flag, and yeah, the way it works in with the monogram, I really like it. I think it's it just looks really colourful and still highlights the monogram as well.
And what about you? Like the jumper?
I do like the jumper. I didn't design it, but I think the Bulldogs have done really well with it, and I'm looking forward to playing in it.
What about the game as a whole? How significant is this?
Oh, I think the game's huge. I think the Western Bulldogs have really driven this game, and we're fortunate that Carlton have jumped on board as well. And look, as a game, it's going to be a cracker, and it's just a really significant event for us.
How have you rallied in the last few days? Obviously, the news with Katie wasn't what you were hoping for, but obviously, you know, confident that you can cover her loss.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a few injuries the past few weeks, which is obviously devastating for our group and for those young players, but we're confident that we can fill those players. And you know, obviously losing your captain's not ideal. Obviously Carlton's in the same boat as us, but we're comfortable that we can fill their void.
Do you feel like you've got a better spread across all lines this year, and that even though Katie's absence will be significant, it's perhaps not as bad as it was last year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we relied on just a few players last year, and this year we've had contributions from a number of our players, both younger players and experienced players. So, as I said before, we're really comfortable with how we're sitting at the moment and comfortable that we can replace Katie.
What was your thought when you saw that Taylor Harris was going to be missing?
Yeah, obviously you don't want to have stars out of the game. It's probably a good thing. She's a superstar of the competition, and we want to play teams at their full strength, but unfortunately for her, she'll miss. But I guess we'll just try to play as well as we can.
Just another quick one on Katie. How much does it test, I guess, the mettle and the strength of the group, given that you had Daria week one, Izzy week two, now Katie week three? You're keen for it to let up soon, weren't you?
Yeah, well, a few of our girls aren't keen to play in the forward line. We've got three forwards that are down. So, look, it is quite emotional for some girls. A few of us struggled over the last few weeks, but we've really rallied as a group. We've connected over those injuries, and it just shows you the resilience that we have in our group.
Are you hopeful that she'll be back? I know the club said that they are, but it doesn't look great.
Yeah, we are hopeful. I mean, Katie's a true professional, and she'll do whatever she can to get back. You know, scans didn't reveal a great result, but she's very hopeful that she can get back towards the end of the year.
Carlton's copped plenty for their, I guess, defensive game style. We'll get to you in a minute with that one, Darcy, but Emma, are you pretty confident that you can manage to break them down? Obviously, Brisbane got the job done on Saturday night. Do you take a little bit from what they did?
Not so much. We just try to focus on what we can do. We play an attacking brand of footy, and I think Carlton will show that again on Friday night, that they play that style as well. We're not too focused on what Carlton are going to be doing. Obviously, they're going to be playing a high-pressure game. We see what their defence can do. They've got some great defenders in that side. But, as I said, we'll play attacking footy and see how that goes.
How's the throat? It was worthy of a suspension.
I'm fine. I was just sort of giving a little bit of feedback on her headband and a little bit of a glancing blow to the throat, but no, all good.
Yeah. Strong on that feedback.
Can I ask about Taylor Harris? Are you disappointed she put herself in that position, especially when you know that Bree Davey was already out?
Yeah, look, I think we're all a bit disappointed. Nobody's more disappointed than Taylor. Last night, you could see how upset she was that she was going to miss a week. I don't think there was anything malicious in it, but it's obviously not a great look. Taylor's going to do everything she can to make sure she's right for next round, but we've got plenty of other forwards who will step up, and it gives plenty of opportunity for other girls.
This time last year Carlton had kicked 16 goals. You've got 8 after the first 3 rounds. Is it just inaccurate kicking, or are you not getting enough supply from your mids?
Yeah, look, I'll put my hand up as a bit of inaccurate kicking. I think at the moment, as you can see on the weekend, we kicked 2-6, I think, and then the week before it was 3-12 or something. So I think it's just inaccuracy at this point, and once we start snagging a few, it'll be all right.
You have been singled out a little bit about your game style. Do you think it's fair?
I think it's a bit of chatter. We're not listening to what's being said. As I said, like a few inaccuracies here and there, and everyone starts attacking your game plan. So I think once we start getting a bit more accurate, things will open up a bit more. And as I guess as the rounds progress, you're getting to know your teammates a lot better, and I think every team's improving their game. So, yeah, we're not worrying too much about it. It's just a bit of a laugh, really.
Has Damien Keepin been training you this week, and is he expected to coach on Friday night?
Yeah, yep. So Damo was back at training last night, so the girls loved having him back. Obviously, it's been a bit hard on the group having him away, but Ruts has stepped up and he's been unbelievable and made it really quite seamless. So having Damo back is a big part of our team, and I think the girls will be really happy that he's coaching us on the weekend.
Was it emotional having him back? I understand it was pretty tough for the girls going through that.
Yeah, I think just not knowing what was going on made it pretty difficult. And I think, you know, as people, we sort of tend to think the worst is going to happen, but you know, he's pulled through and he's a really strong person, so he's done what he needed to do to get right and get back to coaching. So hopefully it's all good news from here.
Darcy, your thoughts on the free medal beating Melbourne and virtually turning the whole competition upside down?
I guess it just showed that anyone can do anything in this competition. I think Melbourne went in as the favourites, and Fremantle showed them how to play on the day. So I think it's exciting for the league, and it's exciting for, you know, that there's five teams all on two wins at the moment, so it really could go either way. But I think last season it sort of showed us how things can change so quickly. You know, with Collingwood starting with three losses, you know, they could quickly turn their season around too. So, anything can happen, and it's good for the spectators as well.
For yourself and Emma, you both played in the first VFLW Pride match last year at Hamilton with Darabin and Melbourne Uni respectively. What do these kind of occasions mean to you?
Oh, well, I think women's footy in general has always been a really welcoming space of LGBTI people, and it's been a safe space. So I think we're really proud of wearing these rainbow colours, and we know how much it means to so many girls in the game and so many women out of the game as well, and people in general. And I think on the back of the yes vote, it'll be wonderful to come down here on Friday night and celebrate the occasion as well, and use, I guess, footy as a vehicle to do that.
Also, there's a lot going into the game. Standing next year, you've got Emma Carney along with Ali Blaber from the Bulldogs. We'll roughly get about 35 possessions between them. Yep. What are you looking at to try and be able to slow them down?
I might stomp on her foot as I'm leaving, but I think Ellie and Carney, they're both wonderful players, so we'll have to watch them closely. But we've got faith in our mids as well, that they'll play their attacking brand as well. What can you do? Good players are good players, so you just got to do what you can.
And like yourself, Emma, obviously, as we alluded to earlier, you're missing Katie Brennan, you're missing Izzy Huntington. That's two big goal-scoring options for you. You did struggle last year kicking goals, particularly with Katie Brennan out. How do you try and get past that hurdle, particularly with the defensive nature that is Carlton?
Yeah, I think we've just got to get creative in there, whether we put some of our mids go forward or we change some of our backs to move up the forward line. It is going to be it's going to be a challenge for us, but we're certainly up for it. We've recruited really well, so we've got younger girls waiting in the wings to come and replace her.
Can I ask, having seen Erin Phillips up close, what she managed to do? And we all know that she's a gun, but that was something special beyond what she did last year almost.
Yeah, I wish she was coming back from her injury this week as opposed to us. No, it was just an incredible game from her. I've never seen a player influence a game like she did, and Adelaide Football Club, they just rise above when she's on the field with them. So, yeah, incredible experience playing against her, but she's just an insane player.
Awesome. And Emma, when the Dogs and Carlton played their practice game a few weeks ago up in Ballarat, 3,500 people showed up for a game that was barely advertised. You're hoping that you'll be able to play more games in Ballarat, this time for premiership points?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Bulldogs faithful is really great, and we've got a really good connection with the Ballarat community. And you know, I'm a country girl myself, and country football is a huge part of the community, and certainly a big part of the Ballarat community too. So I'm really hoping that we can play some games there next year and hopefully have some good turnouts.
Good stuff, girls.
Thank you.